Welcome to the Local AI and Automation Edition for July 1, 2026, starting with a blockbuster open source release. MateOne has open sourced Longcat 2.0, a 1.6 trillion parameter model that's been leading the OpenRouter leaderboard for agentic coding tasks. And here's the kicker. It was trained entirely on Chinese chips. This is the MIT-licensed release of a near-frontier model that competes with the best closed-source coding agents. For self-hosters, this is huge. You'd need serious hardware to run a 1.6 trillion parameter model, but having the weights and architecture freely available under MIT opens up a world of possibilities for fine-tuning, distillation, and research. On the inference speed front, DeepSeek open-source DSpark, a new framework that claims to speed up LLM inference by up to 85%. The technique focuses on making decoding faster through speculative decoding and optimized attention pathways. DSpark is framework level, not model level, so it can be applied across different architectures. For anyone running local models, this kind of optimization directly translates to faster responses and lower compute requirements. Mistral also updated LeanStroll to version 1.5. This is their specialized model for Lean 4 formal theorem proving and auto-formalization. It has 119 billion total parameters, but only 6.5 billion active, making it a sparse model that's surprisingly practical to run. It's free, has a 256K context window, and supports function calling, structured outputs, and document processing. If you're doing any formal verification work, this is worth checking out. Google dropped Nano Banana 2 Lite, their smallest image generation model yet. It generates images in about 4 seconds at a fraction of the cost of their larger models. DeepMind is positioning this for rapid iteration and prototyping. The name is playful, but the capability is serious. Consistent character fidelity, precision editing, and flash-fast generation. For developers building apps with AI-generated visuals, this makes high-frequency generation economically viable. And Google also launched Gemini Omni Flash into the API, which turns video production into a conversation. You describe what you want, and the model generates and edits video. No film crew, no multi-tool pipeline. For enterprise content teams, this could replace significant chunks of production workflow. On the agent automation front, Morgan Stanley published an interesting case study. They cut their riskiest reconciliation job in half by making their agents less autonomous. More fixed rules, fewer probabilistic decisions, and human sign-off on every call. It's a counterintuitive result. The path to AI adoption in high-stakes environments is often more constraint, not less. Worth remembering when we talk about agent autonomy. And finally, looking at the bigger picture, VentureBeat reports that companies who adopted Claude Code are now finding that every engineer produces like 3 people, and the bottleneck is shifting from coding output to product thinking. The new scarce resource isn't engineering capacity, it's product judgment. The companies succeeding are hiring more product managers, not fewer. That's the Local AI and Automation Roundup for July 1st. Stay curious and keep building.